From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are back at InfoWars.com. I'm your co-host, Aaron Dykes. Rob Dew is sitting with me. Alex Jones is coming up. He's waiting in the wings, but this is hour two of our Sunday broadcast. We are going to finish up with some of the Al-Qaeda deception news, how they want to bring the war on terror here at home. But later in the broadcast, Alex is going to discuss the energy sanctions, the attempt to siege the people of America, make them freeze when it's cold, make them burn when it's hot. Because after all, retirees on pension that's being stolen from bankers can't afford to turn up the air when they triple the prices. Meanwhile, Walmart has okayed the selling of genetically modified sweet corn. This is a battle we knew was coming for some time. Rob Dew's going to cover that in the next segment. And furthermore, GMO crops are mutating. They now have to have Kevlar tires just to roll over the crops because of their spear-like tips. All that is developing. But Al-Qaeda fighting in Syria, here's what the State Department said about how basically Al-Qaeda just accidentally showed up in Syria when the West literally physically shipped them in a helicopter over there, troop after troop, division after division. State Department, Al-Qaeda in Iraq fighting Syria, because it's admitted, because it's in all the mainstream news, so they have to spin the story and try to explain why we are allies with our enemy. Terrorists gravitate towards areas of instability and strife, Ambassador-at-Large Daniel Benjamin told reporters, as if they just randomly showed up in Syria, as if it was just a game between the West, Russia, and the Mideast dictators, and then just by chance the destabilizing force Al-Qaeda showed up. No, Al-Qaeda is a foreign policy tool. It's a fake shadow puppet. It's a fake opposition. Because it's easier to control your own opposition than to fight a real enemy. Instead, it's better to bat the real enemy over the head, confuse the onlookers, and sideswipe them, get them with a covert operation. The whole Syrian Transition Council met at Bilderberg. It was crafted by the West. It's led by this woman called Basma Khodmani, a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, a longtime member of the Ford Foundation. Her father was an ambassador at the United Nations. She's in bed with Hillary Clinton, along with, Huma and everybody. This is an operation to implant the Muslim Brotherhood and the other radical sects so they can take over the Middle East so we have a wider enemy down the road. That's if the whole Iranian thing doesn't lead to war. That is what Syria is all about. What are your comments, Rob Dew?
Well, it's the same story every time, and right now we're funding terrorist groups in Iran. Pretty soon we're going to say Iran is hiding Al-Qaeda. They've all fled to Iran. Now we have to go in and get them. That's the next card to be played after Syria. And then it's going to be into Africa if we don't destroy ourselves going to war with Iran, because Iran's actually a tough opponent. And that's what scares me the most, going to war with an opponent that can actually fight. It's not going to be a slam dunk, as they said, you know, going into Baghdad, where we ended up in a 10-year quagmire there, and then also in Afghanistan. So really what I'm looking at is the war aspect that they're pushing. They're going to try to pump this up, create some sort of false flag. We've got the ailing Enterprise in sitting there in the middle of the Gulf right now. It's on its last voyage. How convenient if it were to go down in the next 2 weeks or so.
Iran, among these other countries we seem to have to go to war with in the Middle East, have literally been on the hit list for 20 years or more that we know of specifically on what they call the hit list. And yet, it seems as though in the last 5, 6, 7 years, they've really been angling for the Iran war. The question they've asked in their policy papers, whether it's at the Brookings Institute or you name it, is which path to Persia? Not will we go into Iran, but how? Will sanctions be enough, or will it be by toppling someplace like Syria first? And now they admit the Muslim Brotherhood is establishing their own militia with the rebels to fight against Assad in Syria. We're going to get into that. Energy news, GMO news, and so much more. Stay tuned. InfoWars.com. Alex Jones coming up later in this hour. This is the Sunday broadcast.
American Garden.
Well, I have
garlic breath after I take Alli-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. And the answer is, Alli-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Alli-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Alli-C.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
InfoWars.com. This is Aaron Dykes. I'm sitting in so Alex can try to get a breather, a little rest on the traditional Sabbath day so he can come back in full force on Monday. You have no idea how hard Alex works. We do our best to support him here. Rob Dew is sitting co-pilot with me. Now, if you just joined us, we've been getting into the Al-Qaeda deception. How did they become our official ally in Syria, as well as, of course, Libya? Well, the Pentagon has been backing Al-Qaeda for more than 20 years. It started in Afghanistan. Bin Laden has a CIA code name. It's Tim Osman. He's been an asset of the West. His banker family was friends with Western banker families. It goes on and on. There's no end to that evidence. If you've never looked into it, you've got to use keyword searches, why we still have the internet, and learn the truth for yourself, because we're living in a deluge. We're living in a storm, a precipitous disinfo cloud meant to shatter our minds and keep us from understanding what's really going on. So we're completely helpless to fight back. And I don't mean physical fight, but just the awareness in the mind. Just knowing that you are alive and turned on is enough to put this lousy, phony propaganda to bed. Now, on the Syria issue, we've got this article here out of The Guardian. Obama signs order supporting Syria's rebels. And no, it has nothing to do with a phony made-up assassination attempt on bin Laden or anything else. This is an admitted order to back Al-Qaeda, which they call the Syrian rebels, just as they've backed at the globalist United Nations level, the Syrian National Council, a phony body to give the appearance of legitimacy as they topple Assad. To fool the people watching from at home in England, from watching at home in America and the other countries in Europe and around the world, to make them think, maybe we have some kind of legitimate basis for what we're doing in Syria, when in fact we don't. We don't know if they're going to put ground troops on there. I'd say at this point it looks more likely that their proxy rebels, better known as Al-Qaeda, will burn and loot the whole of Syria enough to do it all on their own.
Well, they will be led by U.S. commandos. They always are. There's always these black ops that are in the country that are kind of running the show. They're passing out the money. They're keeping the arms flowing. Notice these guys always have brand new AK-47s. You know, there's always pictures of these guys having pristine weaponry. Where do these ragtag rebels, these guys from nowhere, no base of operations, where do they come up with the money and the funds and the infrastructure to get these weapons?
Well, that's funny you say that, because I have this other article from the London Telegraph. Muslim Brotherhood establishes militia inside Syria, and they say, we're not part of Al-Qaeda, we're not part of the Free Syrian Army. We are with, of course, the Western-created and backed Syria National Council, just a globalist ruse. But they say, well, we just randomly saw that there were civilians with weapons inside, so we decided to organize them, back them, and put them under, quote, one umbrella. One big happy Muslim Brotherhood family.
Always keep it centralized. That's the key to doing all these fake, I guess, fake invasions is what we're having. I mean, there's a real invasion, but it's fake as to whose side we're on or whose side we're not supposedly on. And it's the same thing. It goes on and on. Now, I'd like to jump to this Walmart thing, because this is going to happen to everybody out there who's going to buy their food. It's already been in processed food since the 90s. It's the genetically modified corn that they tell you is great for you, except when they do the studies with the rats. Well, they all.
It's one GM crop after another that causes organ failure, that's been found to cause sterility, that's been found to cause a hidden tracer third generation sterility that doesn't even show up in rats, of course, over a course of weeks, but in humans over the course of generations, 40 years maybe, till we see this kind of thing really fall out in a serious way.
Exactly. So I might be eating Doritos now that have them, and it's not going to affect me. And it's not going to affect my kids, but my kids' kids, well, suddenly they won't be able to have children. Or they'll have total organ failure and die at maybe, 10, 20 years old, whatever.
But this has been a big fight about the sweet corn, because they've had other GMO corns that they mix into foods that are processed,
right,
or they feed to livestock. But this one is actually meant for you to roast and eat.
This is the corn on the cob, if you think of the actual corn on the cob. And it is ridiculous. Walmart Stores Incorporated says it has no objection to selling a new crop of genetically modified sweet corn created by the biotech giant Monsanto. After looking at both sides of the debate and collaborating with a number of respected food safety experts, there's no significantly validated reason to implement restrictions of this product, they said to the Tribune. Now, and this is Monsanto, what they say is the corn which is being harvested, you don't need as much insecticide. It says Monsanto's genetically modified sweet corn is resistant to a common herbicide, which is Roundup, which allows farmers to kill weeds without killing the corn. But what they don't tell you is that because it's resistant to Roundup, they spray more of it on the product, on the crop, to kill more weeds even quicker. So you're getting more Roundup plus the genetically modified stuff on top of it. So it's a double whammy that they're feeding us right now. And I remember, we've had all kinds of studies on Roundup and what it does. It causes cancer. There's no doubt about it.
And it destroys your immune system, whether it's the type of GMO that produces its own pesticide or whether it's resistant to Roundup and the other pesticides they spray on it. You eat it, it goes into your gut where you've got all kinds of little micro absorbers, the little bacteria that do the good things in your body. That's being destroyed by the pesticide. And in some parts of the body, in some cases, it's replicating the pesticides, little pesticide factories inside your gut, destroying your ability to stave off other diseases. It's going to be a total epidemic.
And like we said before, it's been in processed food since the 90s, but this is where it's going to come out. Sitting there on the cob, you're going to be roasting it. You're going to have your GMO corn filled with Monsanto's genetically modified goodness and the Roundup all mixed together, growing inside the cob itself. And there's been a doubling of food allergies in this country since 1996 is what it also says in this. And the Consumer Reports people think it's connected to genetically modified foods. That's probably connected to a lot of things, but GMO is definitely on that list.
There's a cocktail mixture, but the GMOs are coming on so strong. The other part of that you have to understand is they've had 4, 5, 6 major GMO crops in the last decade. That alone has been a major fight over regulatory issues. Will they be really tested? Not really, because Monsanto puts its own vice presidents, its own lobbyists in at the FDA. They, for all intents and purposes, own the FDA, the USDA, and the other people who would normally regulate GMOs. And there's a whole international battle. You notice many European countries don't want to accept GMO. But now, under the Trans-Pacific Partnership, if you want to export products to Asia, which obviously Europe does, so do we in the United States, you're going to have to accept low-level presence GMOs. And they're going from less than 10 major GMO crops to more than 120 crops, more than 120 crops that they want to approve in just the next couple decades. And they're completely destroying all regulatory processes. They've got riders in Congress and bills that are probably going to be passed that basically mandate that all GMOs will be fast-tracked approved with no real inspections, no testing for long-term problems. This is a takeover. They don't want labeling. They don't want you to know what you're eating.
And there's going to be no liability. So you can't sue them even after these tests that have been suppressed, that they'll finally see the light of day. People are going to start suing. People are going to say, this is why I have, celiac disease or my gut's totally torn up is because I'm eating this junk. And, it just goes on and on. And we don't know when these things spread out in the fields and they cross-pollinate, we don't know what's going to happen to regular corn. We don't know what's going to happen to regular soybeans or sugar beets. You know, those are the main crops for GMOs, and those are out there. And we know they cross-pollinate because we've already seen Monsanto go out and sue farmers when they're crop cross-pollinates with another crop, they sue them for patent theft.
It's an ingenious takeover. Who benefits from the cross-pollination, even if it's an accident? Well, it destroys competition. It destroys nature's competition. The naturally existing, good for you, things that have learned over thousands and millions of years to interact with our bodies, provide nutrition. No, they know better, and through intellectual property rights, they want to take it over and have a monopoly over the foods you eat, over your actual ability to live and reproduce. We'll be back on the other side, InfoWars.com. Lots more news. We're going to cover the energy spectrum and how that, too, is a takeover inside the United States. InfoWars Nightly News. InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. We've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights.
We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
This is InfoWars.com. I'm Aaron Dyke. Sitting with me is Rob Dew. We're in an eternal war, an info war, to fight back against the lies and the propaganda, try to take our country back, restore something called common sense. But, of course, the globalists are waging their own war, and they never rest either. Now, we were going to cover Max Keiser and Alex Jones. They were on Keiser's show last week. Monsanto tyranny, economic collapse, stage terror, and more. We're going to have to put that off because of the breaking news, but I want to point out what a great breakdown it was about the privatization of water, how they don't want you to even be allowed to collect your own rainwater. Tie that in with how they've been going after gardeners, lemonade stands, and you name it. But Paul Joseph Watson only gets one day off a week, but he's working anyway on that day off, which is today, Sunday. He's got a new report on Eyewitness. An eyewitness at the Sikh temple shooting says there was a four-man team behind it, even though the media have already made bold moves to tie it to a lone gunman to sell this story of the lone wolf, the returning veteran terrorist, the white Al-Qaeda in America going after these different minority groups. Right. And Obama's got his own statement about how great the Sikhs are. And
well, we showed you in USA Today how they automatically came out and said it was one guy, it was a white guy, it's obviously a hate crime. So USA Today is running with the hate crime narrative already. I just watched the video underneath Paul's, which is probably what he's alluding to, and the guy's saying that they have one guy down, there's three more inside with the hostages. So he's talking about a hostage situation.
They claim they already killed the shooter, but now eyewitnesses are saying there's others inside. They're getting that report ready. It's a short report, but we're going to play at least part of it here. Let me know when it's ready. But it reads, an eyewitness to the Sikh temple shooting in Wisconsin says a team of four men dressed in black carried out the massacre, contradicting the official narrative that a lone gunman was the culprit. And this is just like the Batman massacre.
Exactly.
The witnesses all said, hey, I think there was another shooter. I saw somebody. It looked like someone opened the door. We saw another gas mask. Is this what really happened? But no, the police chief has to come forward and say, it's one guy. Everybody be afraid of those individual lone people out there with paramilitary gear ready to kill everybody.
I only saw one witness say it was one shooter. And it was a Fox News report, and this guy looked like an actor, the way he was crying. He pulled up the ticket and said, this is my ticket stub. And he said, out of the blue, he goes, and I just want to say there was only one shooter. And then he goes back to crying how he's got this ticket stub and it's going to affect him.
Oh, yeah, they've always got people on the scene to sell the official story. But this is breaking news. We got the video from Paul Watson ready. He's working on Sunday. Let's go to that video right now.
Hey, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Infowars.com and more breaking news on these Sikh temple shootings in Oak Creek, Wisconsin. Of course, you remember the Colorado Batman shootings. Multiple eyewitnesses reported two shooters, and there were reports of gas canisters being thrown from two different sides of the theater. Then, of course, the original police report said that they were looking for two or more shooters. Well, it's happened again. An eyewitness to the Sikh temple shootings says that a four-man team dressed in black carried out the massacre. And this is a clip on YouTube that I've just seen here. So we're going to play this clip. Listen very carefully to what this eyewitness says about the shooting.
We have our temple service every Sunday. So it's around 10:30. And you can go to the afternoon and around 10, between 10 and 10:30. White males were dressed darkly, dressed in all black clothing, came in and opened fire on the congregation.
So he said between 10 and 10:30, four males dressed in black, who were dressed in black. Notice the words he uses. He didn't say was dressed in black like it was one guy. He said between 10 and 10:30, four males dressed in black came in and carried out the shooting. Now, of course, the police are saying that it was one guy that he was shot dead. But already, hours after the incident, we have eyewitnesses once again contradicting the official narrative that's all being shaped around the notion that this guy was a lone gunman, angry white man in his 30s who committed a hate crime. So they're already gearing up to blame it on, you know, conservative, libertarian, angry white
man. And we'll just leave it right there, but it's all at InfoWars.com. Breaking news, eyewitness says four shooters on the scene. I know some of that audio was not completely intelligible for radio, but the video is up on InfoWars.com. You can watch it in full for yourself, but we knew to watch out for the self. For this stuff, and we know it's probably going to be a total terror storm leading up to this election, because that's what they always do. That's how the Obama advisors have been for 2-3 years now, telling us, look out, there's going to be another false flag attack. Look out, we need to exploit tragedies. Obama really needs a bounce in his public approval so we can get him reelected and hammer home gun control agenda, illegal immigrants, having total amnesty, and so much more. And here's all these shootings leading up, one after another, unconnected. Another tragedy in Wisconsin, a tragedy in Colorado, the Trayvon shooting, meant to divide people against each other. Rob, dude, this is part of their plan.
It goes on and on and on, and I'm amazed that we've got this information out this quickly. This is really amazing that we've already got eyewitness testimony out there. Four shooters. That's going to be hard to dismiss. How are they going to do that? That's what I'm anxious to see how the cops are going to
do. Well, people are catching on because they do it over and over again.
Right. And this guy looks calm. He was there. He saw it happen. He said four men opened fire. So I can't wait to see what their response is after this, because they're already saying they're running with the narrative. It's one shooter, hate crime, one shooter, hate crime. And what we're going to see eventually is that it's not one shooter. It's a group, and it's probably a rogue government group.
But then it's on Drudge Report, and they link to the New York Times or something. NYPD sending cops to Sikh temples throughout the city as a precaution. So already they're saying police protection is your only salvation, your only answer, and they're going to go guard the Sikh temples. They're going to go guard every group until they've occupied this whole country in the name of false flag terror, in the name of the boogeyman under the bed, in the name of defeating and destroying your independence, your ability to live outside of the federal system until they have total power. They will never stop until they have total power. And when they have total power, they're going to kill until the blood runs in the streets, because that's what tyrants have done throughout history. And using the tools of the 20th century, they've done it even more. And propaganda is one of those tools.
Right. And what's crazy is after they do this and they run out of cops, they're going to go, oh, now we got to send National Guard out. Now we got to send TSA out because we don't have enough people to cover every place where more than five people gather. Which is supermarkets, train stations, bus stations, airports is already covered, but you're going to see National Guard out in the front of the airports searching people as they come in. You're going to see more checkpoints on the highways, and this is all supposedly to these mass shooters, to these people who are going to be planting IEDs, returning veterans, people who we were supposed to, we were taught that we had to, you know, bow down to, especially because they were going to war in the name of the empire.
And here again, you've got a temple, just like a church, another place they've said guns don't belong. People used to bring guns to church. It's part of self-defense. It's part of American culture. And that would stop things at a Sikh temple pretty much as equally as a Christian church or any other place of worship. This is about disarming in America, learning to bow down to power. We'll be back after this. We're going to get into energy news. And again, Alex Jones is coming up. Stay tuned. We're going to keep an eye on these bastards. They can't do this to us. This is our country.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We're back at InfoWars.com, halfway through the broadcast. We're well into the second hour. Alex Jones is coming up on the other side of this break, and we're going to break down so much of this energy news. Austin is trying to sell off its share of coal, which provides a great deal of power here in Travis County and throughout Texas, as well as to the neighboring states, even Mexico itself. But first, we've got so much other news to get into. Rob Dew's going to break down GMOs. We've just covered the Syria Al-Qaeda deception. And, of course, we have breaking news on the Sikh temple shooting. We're, in a sense, all over the map because this stuff is really happening, and we are being attacked from all fronts. But, Rob Dew, we had some more to talk about on the GMO front.
Right, and just because we're surrounded, you know, we could shoot in all directions. So there we go. We got
Kevlar tires now required to traverse spear-like GMO crops, and that's from Anthony Gucciardi. This is the Infowars.com article. It's on there today. It was posted today. It says the spear-like stalks harvested from GMO corn are absolutely wreaking havoc on the heavy-duty tractor tires. Described by one farmer as a field of little spears, farmers are now turning to Kevlar tires, which is bulletproof vest material, in case you don't know that. The stalks are so sharp and weapon-like they can wreck an entire set of wheels. So instead of a set lasting 5 or 6 years, they're down to just one or two, and these tires are about $1,000 a piece. So you're looking at, you know, these things are totally mutating. But, you know, who knows what they're going to be at, you know, when they send this stuff to the landfill, they're going to burn this stuff off. Who knows what's going to happen to it after, you know, we're done eating it.
Well, you've got GMOs wrecking the entire ecosphere, but now farm equipment.
Yeah, exactly. It's not just limited to our bodies and to the bee population, into the general environment, like the genetically modified salmon, which is going to take over all salmon within, what, they said 10 generations, 15 generations? I'll have to look that up. But that's another thing to worry about. They're going to start putting out these genetically modified animals, and they're going to start breeding with regular animals, and then that's when it starts happening. That's when you get the mutations 5 or 6 generations down the line that you weren't thinking about, those unintended consequences that we know happens when you go down that road where you start interfering with nature. And speaking of nature, let's go back to this energy situation that we're talking about with Austin. They're going to triple our prices pretty soon.
Look, we're a developed nation. We have learned to live with energy. We're in the modern world. People have air conditioning. They have electricity. We've got a lot of people dependent on. We also have a lot of people, especially here in Texas, other parts of the Southwest and the free parts of the nation that are still independent. And yet we're all on this grid for the most part. They don't really want people off the grid. That's a whole separate story. But the point is, Obama has said in famous clips that he wants to bankrupt the coal industry. They want to shut down so-called carbon-emitting things, all to save the earth and green things, which has all been exposed as a scam. You've seen the resistance against global warming. You've seen how it's actually genocidal, how the threat itself is not the genocidal threat, but responding to it, clamping down on the economy will kill people in the developing world. When you shut down electricity here in America, it means old ladies on pension are going to freeze in the winter because they can't afford to pay their power bill. Or you always read about every year people who die because they won't turn on their air conditioner because they can't pay for it because the power companies jack up the prices 2 and 3 times in the summer.
Right. And then what you have them turning to is they're saying, well, we're going to replace coal with wind. That's what they're always saying. That's the next step. It's wind, wind, wind. They keep pushing wind. But when you actually look at wind and what the numbers are behind it, it's not the panacea. It's not going to cure all our ills. In fact, it's just going to create a whole nother infrastructure that we have to build on top of the existing power plants, because when the wind doesn't blow, you're not getting electricity. And in 1998, Norway commissioned a study of wind power in Denmark, which is one of the biggest wind-producing countries in the world, and they concluded it has serious environmental effects, insufficient production, and high production costs. And they have over 6,000 turbines, which produce electricity equal to 19% of what the country used in 2002. Yet, no conventional power plant has been shut down. The reason they can't shut down is when the wind's not blowing or when they have to take some of these turbines out of production. Well, you have to have something else to take over the load. So you still have to keep that other power plant there online. So this whole fictional reduction of CO2 thing just doesn't cut.
Well, if the alternative energy worked like they say it did, it might be a pretty good option. But even if you get solar cells, you have to sell the power back to the city, and they still hold you hostage on the grid. But that's the larger issue of what we're talking about. This is a local Texas issue, but it is happening all across the country. Now, here's the news. Alex did a video on it. It's up on the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. You can watch it in full. It's also posted on Infowars.com. But Austin has a ballot measure to sell the city's share of the coal-burning Fayette power plant, which provides one-third of Austin's electricity. And it's going to be on the ballot in November, and they're trying to sell it off to save the earth. Environmental activists have been calling for it because even though it's cheap electricity, it puts out a lot of carbon dioxide, which plants breathe, which we need to sustain life on earth. All the things you've been told on that front are a deception and lie. But as you begin to break through that, you may not realize the extent of the politics just with coal. Now, in Texas, coal provides more than 50% of all electricity across the state. It's shared with New Mexico, Oklahoma, I believe parts of Arkansas, parts of Louisiana. Mexico usually traditionally gets power from our coal-burning stuff. So it's sent all across the region, but they want to clamp it down because of their ambitious, as it says here in this Austin American Statesman article, their ambitious plan to curb the contribution to global climate change. Now, what is that ambitious plan? I've got one form of it right here. It's a document published in January 2010, Resource and Climate Protection Plan through the year 2020, and its recommendations specifically for Austin Energy right here in Austin, Texas. But I'm sure this is going on everywhere. But you go through, and they've got a graph about how, as of 2009, coal is a full third of our energy here in Austin. Nuclear does a quarter, wind does 12%, natural gas together does almost 30% of power as well. But by 2020, they want to shift coal down to 23%, wind to 26%, and on and on. This is the graph right here of the carbon cuts they wanted under Waxman-Markey. That was the federal carbon scheme legislation where you were going to pay taxes to Al Gore. He's going to become a carbon billionaire, as the articles noted. Goldman Sachs will trade the carbon credits and they will make a fortune, but you will do with less. You will pay more for less while the big companies get rich. Now, here's the curve right here for Waxman-Markey. This legislation didn't pass because, thank God, there was a resistance to it. But Obama didn't stop there. He used the EPA through executive orders, through policy in the White House Department branch to impose it upon the whole country anyway. And you've got Lisa Jackson at EPA, who's tied to Goldman Sachs, of course, imposing this. But look at this curve. This is Austin's plan through 2020 to do probably double the carbon cuts. They want an even more outrageous carbon cutting plan than the actual federal Waxman-Markey legislation would have put in. That's what they're doing in Austin. That's why they're cutting coal.
And this is an issue that is nationwide. It's not just here to Austin. It's not just regulated.
But they're starting in Texas because it's one of the big strongholds of coal.
It is, but you can look anywhere. All you have to do is type coal plant shut down. We covered 8 stories just in different regions happening this year. That's just not even, we're 8 months into the year right now, of coal plants all over the country that are being shut down. They're being mothballed. Their contracts are not getting renewed. And this is a big attack on coal, and it has to do with...
It's a plan to bankrupt coal on the one hand, but on the other hand, it's a plan to bankrupt individuals driving up power. Now, Alex is coming up on the other side of the break, but I want to point this out. I saw the documentary. You can watch it, too. Enron, the smartest guys in the room. Enron, the smartest guys in the room. Enron, those are a bunch of criminals, right? You know what they did that they have on tape? They have the actual audio tapes in California. Enron ran their own power scam where they artificially shut down power plants so they could drive up the prices more than threefold, 50-fold in some cases, all to suck it out of some little old lady's bank account. They're going to keep doing that. That's what Obama's doing to the EPA and those policies. They want your pocketbook. They want you to do more with less. Alex Jones on the other side. This is an attack on America. We're going to break it down. Stay tuned. Infowars.com.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at Infowars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So on the other side of the break, we tried to break down how coal is this captured market thing. They capture the market, and they tell you what you're allowed to buy and how much you're going to pay, and you're going to pay more. Alex is here to give his take on it. I won't mince any words. He's got other important issues, too. Alex, are you there?
Yes, sir. Obviously, later in the week, I'm going to get more into the energy takeover because now it's happening, and I'll cover some of that in a moment. But at InfoWars.com, Paul Watson has articles and video where multiple witnesses now are talking about four gunmen in black shooting people, similar to what we saw at Columbine. That was in the Rocky Mountain News and Denver Post. We see this over and over again. Now, I want to explain something. If the criminals that have hijacked our government, the organized crime syndicate, would stage Fast and Furious that's killed thousands conservatively, to blame the Second Amendment, they will stage mass shootings or have mentally ill people they profiled under government psychiatrist care, like the Joker shooter at the Batman event. And I remember I predicted that. I said, watch, he'll be under a former top PSYOP person. This woman was the head of the Air Force program, had been cited for being part of weird experiments and drugging. It's the same MO over and over again, ladies and gentlemen. The Mumbai attacks in India. It was in the local Indian papers. The head of Indian intelligence said it was Western run. Turned out the CIA ran it, landed on boats a bunch of guys on PCP and LSD who weren't even Muslims, who all got killed or committed suicide, and the video shows them whacked out of their minds. I knew instantly they were mind controlled. Ladies and gentlemen, they admit, it's mainstream news, look it up, but there is a CIA CIA base within Camp X-Ray in Guantanamo Bay, where they admittedly engage in, quote, mind control. That's even Time Magazine. They had this stuff perfected in the 1950s without microchips. The point is, they've got five bills that actually ban online ammo sale, ban the owning, the holding of all semi-autos, all mags over 10 rounds or guns that can take the clips. Now Obama says he's going to sign an executive order on everything in the Cybersecurity Act, which they admit is an internet takeover, and had a gun ban in it. Ladies and gentlemen, I've asked Paul Watson to add to his latest article that's at InfoWars.com right now that's so key for everybody to retweet and get out to everybody. Eyewitness, four-man team behind Sikh temple shooting. I'm having Watson add links to not one, not two, not three, but four White House advisors in the last 2 years. Even in the Financial Times of London, Robert Shapiro said, barring a new Oklahoma City or 9/11, where he can reach out to the public and look like a hero, he's not going to win. Then we have their internal fundraising memos that came out, where they said, don't worry, you know, to their million-dollar donors, don't worry how bad the polls look. All we've got to do is have a new terror bombing or mass shooting, and we're going to blame it on the Republicans. Now, again, I'm not even a Republican. The point is, they said this, even Glenn Beck, in one of his last Fox broadcasts, said they're getting ready to blame, you know, people like himself, myself, and others with it. We've played that clip before. Even Michael Savage has said this. The point is, I had Larry Pratt on last week, the second biggest gun group in the country. He said, yes, we have to look at this as an inside job. The point is, this may, one chance out of maybe 20, you know, dead reckoning here, may have been right-wing establishment lunatics that did this, probably being led by a federal informant if we follow the MO. There is a slight chance, and I'll tell you why. I even knew somebody from high school after 9/11 beat up a Sikh at a gas station because they were so stupid. A, they think it was a Muslim and that all Muslims are involved, but B, thinking people wearing turbans are Muslims when most Muslims don't wear turbans. It's the bright turbans of the Sikhs, who, by the way, are in constant wars with the Muslims in India. It's a completely opposite group and are generally pro-West. The point is, it could have been hopped-up maniacs profiling it, white supremacist types on methamphetamine, led and commanded by an FBI informant. Now, I know this so well, folks. I, 6 months before Hatari got set up in Michigan, put out a video saying they're run by feds out of 2,000-plus militia groups. They're about to be set up. I just know when I see it how it's operating. Probably totally staged, but they will still have to have patsies. I'm profiling it as right-wing white supremacists led by FBI or maybe even above that, CIA handlers. I fingered Hal Turner 10 years ago as a top FBI national security asset. It came out last year in federal court. So, again, I know what I'm talking about. I eat, drink, and sleep this 24/7, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, when I take off a few days from the office, I work even harder because then I'm kind of out of the regular office decisions and, you know, with buying trash bags or coffee or dealing with, you know, bills and things like that, and I'm just immersed in the info. And I'm telling you, look at the season of this when they've got all these anti-Second Amendment pieces of legislation. Now, we'll be covering this all tomorrow. Mike Adams is going to be in studio, but don't worry. I'm going to make sure Paul Watson's in there with info. I'm going to make sure Aaron Dykes rotates in every other segment for a few minutes for the latest info. I'm going to be calling in. I may even come in. I'm taking care of a bunch of stuff here at home right now, but the point is, this is big, so the weekday show, 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, it kicks off tomorrow. Now, here's the bottom line. I was coming home Friday night at about 9:30, and I walked into the gas station to buy a lime Topo Chico, and it was like being punched in the stomach. I knew this was coming, but I shot a video that night, wrote a story about it. It's up at InfoWars.com. Because it made me so angry to know that it's actually happening. Remember last year, the Austin Energy came out and said, we've already doubled your prices the last decade. They're going to double or more again. And the announcements have been made. Everybody sees it in their power. It's happening in other areas of the country as well. And this will affect everybody because they're shut. Texas supplies five states. Those states supply surrounding states. It's how the grid works. We have to buy our power now, a lot of it from Mexico. It does have dirty burning coal. The new coal is very clean. Only water vapor and carbon dioxide comes out. Lee Leffingwell, our globalist mayor, says he will not allow a referendum for the scum of Austin that he rules. But, you know, he acts trendy and wears a suit, so it's okay. 33%? That was the Statesman. I have estimates from the Texas Energy Commission that sometimes it supplies 50%+. Now, a foreign army couldn't do this. The city council is going to sell to insiders for pennies on the dollar. This is how globalism, insider crony capitalism works. Monopoly, anti-free market, garbage. They are going to sell it. You can go look it up. It's the Statesman even admits it, but it's very proud of it, our local traitorous paper. And they say that they're going to sell it off, and they're going to sell it off to a globalist company that's going to mothball it. And then down the road, we might get some windmills, which they admit bankrupt in Spain and don't work and are giant scams and kill the birds. So here it is, ladies and gentlemen, in your face, and the Statesman reported it. On Friday, council eyes coal plant sale. When you read it, the Austin City Council took the first step Thursday towards selling the city's share of a coal-fueled power plant that provides a third of Austin's electricity, about 50% at peak times. And now they're telling us, get ready for power outages. And Aaron, you drove the nail through the board when you said Enron. Enron would made up to $3 billion a day in 99-2000 in California and on the West Coast. They would artificially cut the power. This is all came out in court because they said if we cut power, people will think of it as scarce. We can charge up to 20 times more during these peak periods. They developed the smart meters that are only now going in after, you know, Ken Lay's been long gone. This is a total takeover. Folks, the only way to rob a bank isn't just rob a bank. If you can go in with the complexity of this stuff and shut down power plants that aren't part of the insiders, the insider power plants make huge profits. Now their competition is shut down. They sell a lot less power for a lot more. It hits low-income people the worst. It is a robbery of every person in Central Texas and every person nationwide. It is diabolical. But because the traitorous media is owned by these offshore banks that are doing all this, Bilderberg 4 years ago, as you know, Perry was there, and they discussed how they were going to do this. That all came out. They are so traitorous that no one will tell the people, no one will warn them, no one will stop them. So look out. They're also talking about the same, you know, the criminal groups that took all the land in the 90s and then turned around and built on it, claiming it was for the environment. Those same groups are going to start snatching more land. They want to raise your property taxes. They want to bankrupt you. They want to drive you into submission. This is an organized crime takeover, ladies and gentlemen, and anything is possible with these people because we're asleep at the switch. We better come together. The only reason we have freedom in America is because our forebears would fight for it and wouldn't be slaves. America isn't perfect, but it's been the best country ever because our forebears fought for their private property, and that's why we've been so rich. But now the collectivists are taking over, and it's not because they care about the little guy. God bless you, men. We'll be back on the radio tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central.
That's Alex Jones. He's talking about a literal monopoly of power. The end game is North Korea, where you might get 2 hours a day if there's a state parade. We can't let that happen in America. We'll be back. Infowars.com. Rebroadcast starts there. And we're going to...
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.